This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Wow, Woody, I got to tell you, man, I got up. I went, wait, we only got 4 days this week. When you told me and I called you, I go, are you sure we got Monday off? You go, yeah, man, we got it. Company said, take it off. Woody, we got all kinds of stuff today, man. We've got, we're going to do a history lesson today. First of all, if you haven't been paying attention before we get to all the All-Star stuff over the weekend, the good, the bad. Get everybody's take on all of that, but the Jonathan Martin story coming out, and Jonathan Martin kind of just lays it out like, hey, man, I never believed for a second I was being bullied by Richie Incognito. That was my mother. That was my mother's deal, not mine. And it's a story that I've been trying to fix for 10 years. Martin kind of blames his parents, said his mom, and the father comes out and goes, yeah, we are very protective of our son. And meanwhile, Richie became the poster child of bullying for everywhere, right? It became not only that, and then our whole team was toxic. It was unbelievable. Going through it, hearing the stories behind the scenes, and of course at the time, because you work with the team, I'm talking to people getting fired and actually really like the offensive line. You know, I've always done well with offensive line coaches like me, even though I couldn't block at all. I was good with them. And this guy was, at the time, Jim Turner, good guy, and a bunch of people got let go of the Jonathan Martin thing, and now he's Mr. Bitcoin, which still a little scared of, still a little shaky. So don't try to sell me. I got a tennis partner trying to sell me that I should make the change. I'm like, too late in life, brother. Too late in life. And my luck is I'll get in with the guy that's scamming people all over again. Another one of those dudes. But anyway, so we had the Jonathan Martin stuff. And that's not even that. And then my friends at the fish tank, Seth and OJ, two of my good friends, tracked down Deion Jordan. And you're like, oh, no. And he's like, yeah, man, I was a mess. I wasn't ready. I had lots of problems. And, yeah, neck down, I was as talented as anybody. Neck up, I was a two-year-old. And it was like, you know, pretty much. And came here and was suspended and out spending money and not having success and all these things. Jeff Ireland, by the way, general manager. And literally that pick by itself after standing up in front of all the scouts and all the coaches and had the owner fly in and goes, I just want to let you know we just moved up and we're getting this guy, Deion Jordan, 6'6", 275 pounds. He is an athletic freak. Oregon has checked off on him for us, and we got a guy we're going to get, the first defensive player in the draft. He's going to be the impact. He's going to be this guy. He starts Jeff Ireland's name in Hall of Famers, all but Jason Taylor. But ask Jason Taylor to work with him to tell you what kind of clown this guy actually is, Jeff Ireland. So yeah, we went through that, and he goes, "Yeah, man, I was a mess. That's on me. I wasn't ready to play, and flunking drug tests, and oversleeping, outspending money, spending my money, just not mature." And I'm like, "Wow." So we got two of those guys, Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin, now going, "Yeah, man, I've been trying to tell everybody for 10 years. Not very loud. Not very loud. I guess your mom signed off on it. You could finally say something. She ought to be real proud of herself, too." Although I get it, man. We protect our children. But, hey, man, the NFL is not for everyone. I'd be the first to tell you. There were days I was wondering if it was for me when I was getting my ass chewed. Or you're not having success. I get it. But it is clearly not for everybody. So when I hear sensitivity to ways that have been a long time, most of them have been wiped out. Matter of fact, the Dolphins probably had a lot to do with it. But yeah, Richie Incognito with these allegations is going after everybody that went after him. And I've been fairly close to Richie through the years. I know he was living out in Arizona and knew some of the same people out there when I was out there visiting my son. But man, what? Yeah, I mean, Richie's got to at least feel good. He's been saying this forever. Like, I don't know what we're all talking about. Yeah, I mean, I was his friend, but you know, I had a certain way of doing things, and I still remember like yesterday, Mike Pouncey, who is straight as they come, man. As far as you know, he didn't see color. He just sees players, and he just said, "Hey, man, Richie's my guy, and if you go out with Richie, that guy's got your back, and great teammate." And the ironic part of all this, we're looking for guards to this day that play like Richie Incognito. We want guys that get knocked down and they're bloody and they just get back up and go, "I'm coming after you again. And I have to, I'll cut you." And you know, that kind of player. And we haven't been able to find too many of them. So anyway, and by the way, the crazy part of this, Woody, it was the year 2013 that we drafted this guy, Deion Jordan, and the Richie Incognito. Ted Wells report came out, and we found out the whole thing. We were running. What were we running over there? We're giving football a bad name, and the NFL PR was taking a hit, and they were ready to clean out everybody.
No, it was horrific. I remember being over there, and they would have CNN and all the
oh,
like
in front
the actual,
every day. Yeah, it was news people, not sports
oh,
people.
Oh my God,
yeah.
they couldn't have been more excited for this story, man. You know, news stations
bullying.
Love this.
Oh, yeah. They would have loved my teams if they thought that was bullying.
No, it was a juicy lead. But one of my takeaways from this, I'm curious what you think. Like, it felt like the Dolphins kind of just rolled over and let this guy take the blame for all this stuff and didn't really
stick up
for the truth. Like,
Mr. Ross wanted nothing to do once he got it and the PR hit started coming. So you know,
the coach though could have, you know, and I know it was Philbin and Richie even said on Twitter, Philbin was, you know, didn't have a backbone, but
Big Joe Philbin
stepped up for this guy and helped him out.
Like, I gotta be honest, Joe Philbin was up in his office and I like Joe. And I don't want anybody to take this wrong. I actually like Joe. He was kind of up in his office, not aware of what the children were doing downstairs. Or maybe the problem will go away on its own if people didn't tell him at the time. But that was a perception from everybody that was around there. Joe's a good guy, but, you know, there's stuff going on. And hopefully the assistants and people downstairs and the leaders of the team can take care of it. But this whole thing is... So there's a couple things. The bullying thing, because once that came out, you remember. I remember like yesterday, all the bullying at school started, and like, oh, there it is. Richie Incognito of our elementary school. There he is right over there. Kick him out.
Yeah, it was a problem at schools, right?
And bullying. Yes. Kill those kids. Not kill those kids.
No,
get rid of those kids.
But it was
kids.
A problem at schools, yeah. And all that, and he became the face of it.
Team wanted nothing. And by the way, the league, and it's, to me, the bullying thing was worse than the concussion thing that we went through.
Well, then they start looking at how people act in locker rooms, and, you know, is
initiation
this okay?
Gone.
Is that okay?
Initiation gone. The only thing you can basically do now, I've noticed, is you can take all your rookie draft class out because they're all making big signing bonuses and go out and take them out for a $50,000 dinner. But make them pay. But outside of that, man, and I've been very open about our initiation. I got it. I knew it. I knew it was coming when I got there. It was bad in college when I got there. And so I was, so let me see, I was strapped naked or maybe in my underwear when I was right out of high school, and they had me running up in the hills around this college. We all had to do this and then run back.
It's probably best they don't do it now. I mean, especially, you know, everyone's got a camera attached to their
phones. Yeah, no, it's a different time.
You don't do stuff like that. And
right.
But, man, yeah, that was – Richie really got the worst of that, and it did – and it felt like nobody stood up for him in that organization. Like, they just kind of were like, hey, we're going to back off and let you take the fall here.
Richie went after all those unnamed sources that said all that stuff of guys. I saw Joe Shad. He's all over Joe. I don't know what Joe Shad wrote. It's, like I said, it was 12 years ago.
Oh, he went after – so Florio was involved.
Mike Florio right? got
Florio
hit.
Got it.
Yeah. And
Omar wrote the article, and Schefter, Omar, he was Adam with Schefter. Omar, yeah.
Who wrote the article?
So Omar, so the ESPN story comes out a few days ago, right? And I guess kind of slipped through the cracks there because nobody really was talking about it until Omar put out his article. And then when Omar put out his article, then Richie started retweeting it and started talking about it on Twitter. And I think that's really where it picked up some steam.
So help me out where Omar is on this whole thing. So I know, because Omar's going to join us today. Where's Omar?
Omar's been all over the place. I showed you that tweet he sent.
Omar feels like, bad about this because he was involved in it, and he's going to say that he wrote stuff that he didn't believe at the time, but he felt he had to write.
Essentially, that's what everybody was saying. Where he's at right now. But, all right. I don't know. It depends how he wakes up this morning.
All right, so we have...
you know how that goes with him.
We have that. Yeah, and then I swear, I literally... called Seth last night. I didn't call OJ, but Seth, and I said, this Deion Jordan stuff's unbelievable. I thought the guy would just disappear. And he's coaching at Eureka College and wherever the hell it is. I think it's in Illinois, if I'm not mistaken, but there's a Eureka in California that actually has a college. And but he's just like, yeah, man, I was a mess. So two of the biggest highest draft picks that never had a chance because of mental issues or mental weakness. And again, I'm mental health and I'm all aboard on it firsthand, just so everybody knows. This is not old guy, old white guy here saying toughen up and, you know, all that stuff. But if you don't do your homework, you get Jonathan Martins. And I'm going to live with this. I know some people in the organization have been offended when I say this. But if you're going to draft those guys, and I know the Stanford coach at the time signed off that Jonathan Martin was one hell of an athletic tackle, offensive tackle, and Deion Jordan was one. Oregon did the same thing, and I know the Dolphins felt that the coach was not honest at the time, the head coach, about things that were going on in his life. Although he had decent numbers, obviously, to make him a first-round pick. I think he had 12 sacks the last 2 years. But... You got to do your homework because I got to tell you, and we've had some more of those guys, and I'm getting real close to bringing up some more names if they don't get it straightened out here real quickly, Cam Smith, and if you don't do your homework, no matter how talented you are from shoulders down, it doesn't matter. You can be the most gifted and talented guy in the world, quick feet. Physical, perfect body to be, you know, a dominant player in the NFL and durable, all the things you come up with. If you don't check the top floor, the brain and the head, and if they're not all in on this thing, and I don't know how you go from brain to heart to check all that. I don't know. I probably wouldn't be a very good general manager. I've said that. I've never come out here, never once through the years of ripping our general managers through the last 20-something years, I have never said I could do a better job. Never have I done that. There's another guy I work with that did like to do that. I was not that guy because I don't think it's easy. But I sure the hell know one thing. With the amount of money you're paying guys now, especially the signing bonus they get up front, a lot of guys become instant millionaires before they go out on the football field. You got to do your damn homework. You've got to do your due diligence and background checks and check these guys out. And if that means a scout or you need to hire some guy that used to be in security to follow a guy around in a friggin' small college to find out if he's out snorting coke and drinking and do background checks in high school, we would find out some of this stuff.
So I don't know if we're supposed to feel bad for John Martin, but reading that article, seeing him in that, you know, that picture of him in that like suit vest thing, and he's a Bitcoin guy, and he's speaking to people, and
whole deal. Yeah.
It just made me want to puke, man. I'll be completely honest with you. I don't know if that's okay to say this morning, but he just seeing him, he made me want to puke. I don't know about you, but you know what? Now 10 years down the road, you're rich and you're doing all this great stuff, and you felt you have a little guilt you need to get rid of.
Well,
took
he just
10 years.
By the way, and I got to tell you, it's
come
a weird
on, man.
It's like, kind of a weird when you throw it on your mom. Like my mom, and I get it.
They were
mom
a big
and
part of it. I remember.
Yeah,
them
no,
being
they
a big
were a
part
huge
of
part of it, and they didn't let it go. And I think that because they're attorneys, I believe she's an attorney, or the husband, or both of them are attorneys for a big company.
I don't know, man. I just didn't get a great.
It was bad. Whatever it was,
it.
The NFL went, oh crap! Give that guy his friggin' money.
Did that just rub you the wrong way? Seeing that picture of him in that little suit vest thing, and he's all, you know.
I don't know why we're dealing with this. I've been trying to tell everybody and trying to fix this for 10 years, man.
Meanwhile, Richie has got to live with that, right? And as much as I know that he went on and he played, I know he went on and played, but that sticks with you, man. That sucked. He was labeled that bully guy and all that stuff for all those years. He still has it today.
Richie's got his own demons that he deals with.
I'm sure, but you think he needs that in his life?
No.
That's just wrong,
probably
man.
Probably didn't help. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break here, Woody. We made our point for sure.
You
Tyler
didn't get to
Herro.
Rip the All-Star game yet, I was going to say, man.
No, we haven't even gotten it.
Apparently, Kevin Durant said it's more fun to rip the All-Star game than it is to watch it.
He should listen to some of the other guys that played in that thing than what they said. By the way, how about the guys on TNT? Kenny Smith. We got to change. This is terrible. What are we doing?
Can I make a confession this morning, Joe? For the first time in many, many years, I did not watch All-Star Saturday or Sunday.
You didn't?
Just did not do it. First of all, Saturday was for hockey. I wasn't turning that thing off.
No, we'll come back. Don't save your thoughts.
All right.
Because hockey hit the home run for the world.
Got build up here. We missed
hockey, and I want to thank the Tkachuk brothers. We'll talk about them, what they've done. And now, man, are you kidding me? Thursday night, Canada. All this stuff. Nolan Carroll, speaking of all this stuff, fifth-round pick back in 2010, is going to join us. We're going to talk to him about the whole Jonathan Martin. He was there at the same time, same years as Richie. And we'll talk to Nolan about this whole thing and get caught up with him. Always like Nolan. Always around him. He'll join us in just a few minutes. First, though, I do want to take a moment to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. 14 convenient locations throughout South Florida to serve you. We got the SUVs. We got some unbelievable ones to tell you about right now. I don't have time to get into all of them, but I will tell you the all-new Equinox, boy, is it sweet. You add the eye-catching exterior. You've got the SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability. The 2025 Traverse. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're looking, you're going, Joe, the Tahoes and Suburbans, a little too much, too big. I go, okay, I get it. I like my Tahoe, but if you don't, you want to just step down one step and get a midsize SUV that's spacious and comfortable, seating for everybody, not to mention all the cargo you need for that vacation. It's turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. You got yourself the 2025 Traverse. You're going to be blown away, and the look is sweet. And then right over to Silverado Trucks, man. We got a truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. And if you're starting to tow a lot of things and you need that extra power, four different engines for Silverado. We've got one perfect for you if you're doing a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of towing. Don't worry about it. South Florida Chevy dealers have everything you need, man, when it comes to the SUV and truck family. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, let's go back old school with one of my favorites, Nolan Carroll, fifth round pick back in 2010 of the Miami Dolphins. Played defensive back, and he joins us this morning. Nolan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Joe. How about yourself, man?
It's been a long time since we've had all those discussions we used to have.
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
I even missed your mom. I even had your mom one night at NBC. Hell, we must have sat in there and talked for an hour, man. She was just fantastic. Hey, first of all, I saw some of your stuff you're doing. It's great, mm-hmm. man. In front of people, it was great. Tell everybody what you're doing.
Yeah, so about 5 years ago, my brother and I just seen a landscape of just kids missing out on scholarships and opportunities to continue their athletic and educational college careers. We created a junior college at the time 5 years ago, and it was really to give these kids a chance and an opportunity to continue with football and also with school and get them the film that they needed and teach them really how this whole business of football works and showing them how to be a brand and understanding what they need to do with coaches and recruiting. And you know, here we are 5 years later now, and, you know, we're a college, a four-year college, where we supply bachelor's and master's degrees and giving these kids an opportunity to make something of themselves and And I've been doing that, like I said, the last 5 years with other business ventures that I have, and it's been fun, man. So trying to give back to the community and give back to the experiences that I had when I was playing, trying to give it to these young guys and get them to understand what they need to do to be successful in the world.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's great stuff. It really is, and I'm not surprised being around you and your background and your mother and father's background and everything else. So I got to ask you, obviously, you're aware of what's going on here, and all of a sudden Jonathan Martin has said, hey, it's a story that I've been trying to fix for 10 years, and Jonathan Martin even blamed his parents. And you were here the same time as Richie, almost identical years, actually, as his career went on. I'm just curious, in that locker room, 2013 was a crazy year, just doing the games and kind of on the outside. But for you, you were on the inside. What was that like going through the whole bullying thing and what happened with Jonathan Martin and, of course, the big hit that was taken by Richie Incognito?
Yeah, just first and foremost, you know, my comments were made not towards in anger. It was more towards like, why now? Because it's so long ago that it happened, and you dragged so many people through the mud, and just to revisit something like that again, it's almost like you opened up old wounds. And, you know, just addressing it that way was just basically saying, at the time, just there's no need for it, especially when it was going on. And for us, just looking back, and you have to relive that moment when you're in it.
Yeah,
you're more so just thinking about, hey, we got to survive. And when that happened, people got to remember that season, 2013, we started 3-0. And then we hit a skid where we lost 4 games in a row. And it was right after that New England game where people got to remember we were up 17-0 at half and we lost 27-17. And, you know, that Monday, Tuesday that preceded, there was a lot of people saying we weren't playing well. And, you know, nobody was really playing well. We just weren't. And the thing that I didn't really like about it was in football, you're always hit with adversity. And the people that are able to overcome adversity are the ones that are successful. Those are the people that become known. You know, the Tom Brady's and, you know, the Aaron Rodgers, the freaking Jalen Hurts, the guys of those worlds where they're able to overcome adversity, and you love those stories. And in this case, there's a point in time where we all face adversity as a team, and instead of trying to come together more, we had one individual that decided to take it outside. And because it could have been internal, it could have been handled in-house, he much rather go to the media instead of just standing his ground and saying, you know what, I don't like the way I'm being treated, y'all, and work out of it. Like, get yourself out of that hole so you could prove to your teammates that, hey, we can trust you more. But the fact that during that time you decided to go elsewhere and cause this whole, I guess, clown show, I mean, that's what took a toll on our season.
Right. And no question.
Before that, not even before that, going into that Cincinnati game, just hearing all the circus and everything, we had to fight through for almost 7 weeks. If people really think about it, we went 5-2 on that little run that we had. And just getting ready to play Buffalo, I just remember it. Guys were exhausted. We had 2 games to go to fight for the playoffs, and I just remember just thinking mentally. It wasn't even physically. We were just mentally exhausted from all the questions pertaining to this. It seemed like every day it was something new that was coming out that, I mean, it's just like, for what? Like, right. At some point in time, you should have been a man and just said, you know what? I apologize for what I was doing. Like, 10 years later, to say you apologize and trying to get through it does nothing for anybody at the end of the day, because guys like Coach Turner, who didn't deserve it whatsoever, he's a great coach, amazing coach. I got respect for him. He shouldn't have been thrown under the bus. Kevin O'Neill, who still has respect amongst the NFL circles, shouldn't have been thrown under the bus. Mike Pouncey, John Jerry, I respect those guys. Richie Incognito, I respect them. Those are the guys that, if I needed him in a bar fight, I would pick them over him. Big, just how it is. I respect them. You go to war with those guys. And the fact that you're willing to basically burn an organization, burn a franchise because you couldn't stand up to what you needed to stand up to, that's what I don't have respect for. It would have been fine if he had just not said anything. And you just went off into the sunset and left everybody guessing. But the fact that you have to revisit this, and a lot of people have tried to move on with their lives after, that's right. What I look at. That's what I lost respect for him, and I don't respect him because of that. Like, if there was just so many different ways he could have went about doing it, but at the end of the day, I just really feel like himself, he started this victimhood if my coaches are getting on me or players getting on me, let me go to run to mom and dad. And he made it okay for other guys to do that. And you see that dynamic now with the locker rooms. I deal with it now, and I really think it stemmed from that. It really all the things that you see going on in the locker room now have derived from this whole thing that happened. And that's what I truly, honestly believe. And that's why I spoke on it, because a lot of guys, we're fighting daily as a team.
Right.
To win. We're fighting as a team daily to accomplish something, which is win the Lombardi Trophy, get to the playoffs. And the fact that you didn't see it that way and you didn't want to handle it the right way, at the end of the day, we're a family. All families have problems. All families have that one guy or family member that says something crazy or does something crazy. At the end of the day, you all love each other. You care on each other. And if you can find a way to get through it, you do that. And you gain more respect from your teammates and the organization when you're able to keep things in-house and grow from it. And he didn't do that.
You know, Nolan, it's funny. I still remember not only talking to you about this, because you and I did talk a lot during that time. Everybody liked Richie. Mike Pouncey was the first guy to go, look at man, I'm just telling you, we go out. You just said it. We go out, black guys, white guys. Richie goes, I got it all taken care of. Don't worry about that over there. You guys get out of here. I'll take it. And everybody liked playing, liked having him on the team. Is that accurate?
It's accurate. I mean, I don't have any problems with Richie. If anything, I fought Richie before in practice, and I'll never do that again. I absolutely will not, and I respect him because Richie's a guy that you need on your team that's just a bully. At the end of the day, he's not a bully, but the guy that you need that is tough, hard-nosed, that's not going to take anything from anybody, and he's going to fight because he's your teammate. He cares about you.
Yeah,
that's the type of guy I want on my team. At times, does it go off the rocker? Of course. That's the type. It's just the type of offensive lineman you want. When they talk about linemen, they talk about dirty, hard-nosed, play to the whistle, pancaking guys. That's who he is. That's who he was. And I just look at his career. He was able to come back and still play and make it to the Pro Bowl, being all pro.
Crazy story, you're right.
Yeah, nobody said after he was a bad teammate in the locker room. If anything, I heard stories of him being a great teammate in the locker room after that, and that doesn't get recognized enough because everybody's talking about the past and a fabricated story and certain things that were taken out of context to make him look like he was the bad guy. And I had no problems with the guy, and I actually did get to hang out with him, and you're right. He's that guy that says, look, I'm taking care of the tab. He's that guy that says, hey, look, let's all get together and have fun. Let's all go out. He was always that type of teammate. He was always that type of person. And it just sucks that he's just labeled as this bad guy that's a racist, that doesn't really care about his teammates. He was completely opposite from that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'll tell you, it's just fine. And then on top of that, of course, the year 2013 is kind of part of the show today. We take Deion Jordan, and he recently did an interview with the Miami Dolphins and said, yeah, man, I wasn't ready for everything. I had lots of problems, and I just wasn't ready. What do you remember about Deion Jordan? You were there for his rookie year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Deion was a quiet guy, quiet dude. He didn't speak much, but he worked hard. And when you're the third overall pick, if I can remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Third overall pick, that's tough. Because they're expecting you to be like a Jason Taylor, because that's
absolutely
what everybody compared him to. And that's a lot of pressure, especially when you're already playing with a guy like Cam Wake, Paul Soliai, Randy Starks. I mean, those guys are Pro Bowlers already. So when you're coming in, it's the demand is high for you to be an impact guy, and he was working at it. He truly was. It wasn't like he was a lazy dude. He wasn't like that. He genuinely wanted to learn from those guys. They were teaching him. He just wasn't consistent early on in his career. But you saw the flashes, and there were things that happened. I think he had some PED stuff, just some things going on. I don't know what he was taking. I don't know what it was. He's probably just trying to keep his body right. At the end of the day, there was question marks around just what you could take and what you couldn't take. So you can't really just say he was taking steroids or taking performance enhancing. He didn't need that stuff. The guy was 6'6".
Oh, he's a freak.
Right, 250.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when I got to talk to him and just sometimes in practice or in the locker room, you could just tell he was just a kind dude. He was a guy that just wanted to work, and he wanted to exceed the expectations of being a third overall pick. And that's what I respected about him, was even after the fact I left for Miami, he was still trying to work to be as best as he possibly could.
You know, Nolan, it's funny. You said something, and it's had me thinking of you. I was looking at some of your comments you had made. The NFL's not for everybody, man. No matter how talented you are, no matter how much everybody around you goes, oh, you got to play in the NFL. It's just not for everybody, man. It's there's a lot of highs and lows in that friggin' game, and you better be ready for the roller coaster. And if you're emotionally and mentally not ready, it just I can get you in counseling all day. It just doesn't work. I mean, you agree with that? I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I just like it's a game of highs and lows, man. It is a walking roller coaster. Nobody's ever going to go, had a perfect year.
Yeah, exactly. It comes down to adversity. And I go back to 2013. I go back to 2011. There was a couple games where I wasn't playing well my second year in the league, and Jason Taylor called me out in front of the media. I didn't go and complain and say, oh, that's not fair. No, I had to work my butt off to prove to my teammates that, all right, I'm going to get better because you called me out. You know I can do better. And that's the thing that I did. I worked to get myself out of that hole, and I ended up finishing that year strong. And I'll never forget this. We were playing Buffalo, and I had a couple PBUs. And I remember the last PBU that I had, it was right near Jason. I remember Jason coming up to me and was like, yo, good job, Nolan. And I just remember hearing that from week two in the season when we lost to Houston, to him calling me out, to week 15, now him saying great job and dapping me up. Like, those are the reasons why you play the game of football. Is because you know that you could work yourself out of a hole and gain the respect back with your teammates, and they respect you back because they see the work that you're doing. Those are the things that I admire about the game of football, and that's what I look to teach, and that's what I admired with other guys that I was able to play with, is when you're in it. And yes, football is not for everybody, but when you're in it, your job is to grab your teammates and tell them, hey, look, whether you like it or not, we're in this together. And you got to learn how to get out of it. And I'm going to show you how, and I'm going to be with you along the way. And I believe that's what Richie was doing. I believe that's what Mike Pouncey was doing, John Jerry. Those guys were literally trying to help him get out of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what people forget, is Richie was his biggest advocate. Richie was trying to take him to dinners, trying to take him to the club, trying to take him to parties, to get him out of that shell of thinking, you don't have to do this on your own. Like, yeah, you're playing bad. Everybody's playing bad. But so what? We're a team. We're going to do this together. We're going to get the wins together. We're going to get to the playoffs together. It's not one person's going to get us there. And I think that's what's lost in this whole entire context, is how great of a teammate that Richie was, Mike Pouncey was, John Jerry was. And, you know, I saw the article, and, you know, I wasn't paying it no mind. I was at the Eagles parade. I was there. I got invited back by the Eagles. I wasn't thinking about any of this stuff. And the fact that it was brought back up, and I saw some comments of him saying that those guys have reached the heights of their careers in life and he's doing better, I felt like it was a jab at them because of their character. And I look back at it, Mike Pouncey, for people that don't know, he's doing a great job in the community. He's got a 12U team where he's helping kids basically become better athletes and better people, to show them how they need to get better, similar to what I'm doing with my school here. Richie is Richie. He's going to be who he is, but his body of work speaks for himself. I know he's doing some stuff with the Raiders. John Jerry, people don't realize, he played 8 years in the NFL. So guys past that have been doing great. They've been doing well with their lives. They've been getting better. They've done other things outside of football. And just like I said, just to hear some of those things, it's just like, bringing it back to the past and trying to relive that, to basically say, hey, I lied, but this other stuff, I'm not going to own up to what I said, but yeah, this is a lie, but I'm not going to go back and apologize to those guys for what I did to them. That's what I took from that whole thing, and that's why I spoke out.
Nolan, it's been great getting caught up with you, man. Thank you so much. Up early. I can tell you one thing, your background, your mom and dad, you come from tough love. You got military on both sides.
definitely. They taught me well.
Good stuff. No, I appreciate it, man. So glad to hear you this morning. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Good talking to you. Yes, sir.
All right. Nolan Carroll, former Dolphins, and part of Carroll's Connection now, helping kids. We've got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here. First, though, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Never too early in the morning. Doesn't really matter what's going on. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, man. But I tell you, when it comes to ED and low T, had a couple guys. I played tennis all weekend. A couple guys say, hey, Joe, Atlantic Men's Clinic, I just got to ask you, because I'm getting ready. Does it work? Great results. I go, yeah. Are you talking more about the energy level so you can get out here and play an hour and a half, 2 hours? Yes. Are you talking about the bedroom too? I am. Okay. Yes, Atlantic Men's Clinic is a place to go. I had great results, man. Everybody's going to have ED and low T. Every man out there, sometimes it happens in your 40s, 50s, 60s. And it, when it hits you hard. And, boy, I knew something was wrong. Either that or I went and had a physical. They go, no, you're fine. Yeah, except my low T and ED. Sex drive is gone. Energy level was shot. But I got to tell you, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic almost a year ago. I got great results, and I've been sharing it with everybody. First of all, you get all your testing done, the T, the PSA test. They take it all for you, do it, give you the results. Then on top of that, you meet with their professionals. They'll set you up on a program, and you get – somebody asked me yesterday, how quickly does it kick in? I said, pretty fast, pretty fast. It gets rolling pretty fast. You'll notice a difference. You really will. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. We got more on the way. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Unbelievable results. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Set up that first appointment, the most important one. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope everybody had a nice weekend, long weekend for some of you, hopefully. We got a lot of stuff to get to, and we just talked, first of all, Finn's release, Raheem Mostert, Kendall Fuller, and Durham Smythe. And we haven't mentioned it at all. That happened. And I don't know if there will be more. I'm guessing there's going to – some guys going to be asked to restructure their contracts, which I'm curious to see how they do that as they try to get some more money to get under the cap for free agency and everything else that they have. And, of course, obviously this is going to open, as you can see, that you got to go out and get more guys again, including Kendall Fuller, who was the starter, a veteran player when he wasn't injured. And he had a couple of concussions and also hurt his knee, so he missed some games. But they're going to have to go out now all of a sudden. The cornerback position moves up the priority list as well with Jalen Ramsey and Kader Kohu and a little Storm Duck, who got to play a lot of football as a rookie free agent, but can't trust anybody else. Can't have not seen enough to trust anybody else, including Cam Smith, who's coming back now for year 3. Immature work ethic, conditioning, all things that scream red flags, can't trust. And maybe year 3 they get this thing figured out. Maybe it happens. We got a bunch of other stuff. Congratulations to Tyler Hero, 3-point champion. It was great to see and watching him knock down those shots. I don't know, man. It's got to be a little pressure, man. You got everybody in the NBA watching you, and it's become a popular event, but good for him. As what was that, our 5th? I didn't realize we've had – he was like the 5th 3-point champion for the All-Star game. So congratulations to Tyler as they get ready. Got a couple days off before starting to – second half of the season. So the basketball game and weekend was just a disaster. You got a G League guy that wins the slam dunk again, which is not good. This Mac McClung story is great that he's a G League guy and he's really good at dunking, but it's not – you want to see guys on teams that you know. You do. You got some high flyers. You got some guys – can do some creative things. I don't get it. Like, it's the NBA and you got G League guys that are dunking. I
think that league's got serious problems, man, for the first time. Like, I really, truly do. The numbers are so far down for viewership. I think that league's got a serious problem. Look, you got Draymond Green, who they bring on to their broadcast.
He rips a hole.
All
thing.
He does is trash the entire thing.
Kenny
That's
Smith.
What these broadcasts have turned into, though.
Kenny Smith also letting it go.
Yeah, but that's what these broadcasts have turned into. They turn into these guys trashing the product.
Yes.
Because everyone knows the product sucks, right? The All-Star Weekend was a disaster from everything I read. Again, I didn't watch any.
I watched.
You think I'm going to watch Mac McClung for a third time? The guy can't make an NBA roster. And then the worst part is you got guys like Ja Morant, Giannis, are joking on Twitter, if you do it, I'll do it. And it's like, why don't you guys shut the hell up and just do it? Like, Is it that hard for guys to do the dunk contest for the Stars to show up for
I don't know
NBA
why
Saturday?
All those guys love to dunk over guys and all the things. I just don't know why they wouldn't want to.
Because the whole thing's a sham. And then LeBron, 20 minutes before the game, was at a press conference. He brings it up all like matter of fact. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm not playing.
Well, I saw introduction and they're coming out and they go and they hyped him up. And then he comes out and he's got street clothes on while everybody. And I was like, oh, I guess.
Someone in the press conference, like 20 minutes before they went out there, was like, oh, hey, you know, are you going to be excited to play in your whatever All-Star game this is for you? And he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
My ankle's hurting.
So they did play a little harder. They did in those
games.
Who
cares, man?
I know. It's just that they really need to change this whole thing. There's one thing, in my opinion, we'll come back and talk about it, that can really help this. And it's kind of a takeoff on the four-nation playoff, which has been unbelievable to watch in the NHL. All that stuff is coming up next. Want to thank Matthew Tkachuk. The Panthers ought to just put him on everything up front for what's great about professional sports. Oh, my God. Hey, it's time to tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Oh, Lord, this guy can get it done for you. If you think you're ready to sell your business and you want to do it faster and get the most cash possible, I just can't tell you, Anthony Caliendo, the main man at Business Broker Experts, is a marketing machine. Nobody will market your business better than the main man. There's nothing he can't sell, really. Doesn't matter what size, there's nothing he can't sell. So how do you know if it's time to sell your business? That's a big one. A lot of people moving down here. You know it's a good time. You know there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of money down here. The main man has a five-question challenge for you. Are you tired of all the stress? Are you tired of all the risk? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of all the employees? Are you just tired of coming home and being tired all the time and just seem to be in a real grumpy mood when you're talking to that little lady when you go home at night? Hey, if you're going through it, maybe it's time to sit down with the main man and check it out. Let him cash you out in a big way. Whether your business is profitable or not, worth $100,000 to $100 million, there's a buyer out there for every business that's here in South Florida. Do you really know what your business is worth? There's always the big one. The main man will help you come up with a conclusion. He'll go over everything with you. 1-800, the main man, because he specializes in getting you the most value for your business. He can do it all for free. It's a $2,500 value to you. So call him now, 1-800, the main man. That's 1-800-843-6246. Ask for the main man, Anthony Caliendo, or visit on the web, themainman.com. Learn more, but you will love the personality and the way this guy works, Anthony Caliendo.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.